Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical techniques to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into a topic known as deep work, and it's based on the book Deep Work by Cal Newport. In an age where distraction is rampant, Newport flips the narrative by celebrating the power of its opposite, the power of focused, uninterrupted work. In this episode, we're going to discuss how do you cultivate a deep work ethic that can yield massive benefits and how you can transform your mind and set up some routines and rituals to support this powerful skill. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by Fit AF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where Fit AF steps in. Fit AF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. The ability to stay focused in an office these days, or even at home these days, is almost impossible unless you intentionally and explicitly set yourself up to do so. So think about it. If you're a leader of a team, how many times a day do you get distracted? Knock, knock, knock. You got a minute, boss? Ding, ding, ding. Emails come in. MS Team meeting, Zoom meeting comes on, emails in the background, things are popping off. Do you have time to sign this? Do you have time to do this? Hey, do you have a minute? I want to talk about X. Your day is filled with distractions. It's filled in a fast-paced, unplanned, unknown environment. So how can you take time to think about things like strategy, to really get deep into understanding and defining projects that you need to get on the plate and get off of the execution starting blocks? How do you take time to think about and craft a carefully crafted memo or communication for your team? Or how do you take time to prep for a deep, meaningful conversation you want to have with a team member? It's being able to be intentional and set up yourself in your rituals and routines to take the time to focus on deep work. And deep work are the tasks that you have as a team leader that you need 4 to 5 hours of time uninterrupted and dedicated to this. And Cal Newport's book, Deep Work, is based on these principles of being able to set yourself up for success, to focus deeply, and how to move yourself away from the shallow work where you are constantly being interrupted. And the shallow work are things like your managerial tasks, these 15 to 20 minute increments of review this, sign that, sign off on this, approve this, write a quick email up, move things forward, check in with people, small things. You're going to have those tasks. But in today's work environment, how do you eliminate or mitigate or minimize distractions so you can focus deeply and get more done in that amount of time and get to the deeper tasks that require your mental capacity and your full cognitive load to move things forward? So the first block here is working deeply. The principle of working deeply. Newport argues that deep work, the ability to focus without distraction on a cognitively demanding task, is becoming increasingly rare. It's also becoming more valuable in our economy. So think about this. In a knowledge-based environment, being able to communicate, being able to think critically, being able to think creatively require full cognitive load for you as a leader. And you can't do that if you're constantly getting interrupted by email dings, Slack chat communications, or anything that pops up that's unplanned. So to overcome this distracted environment, you've got to be able to work deeply. So first, ritualizing your work, creating routines and creating rituals that signal the start of deep work. This could be a specific time of day, a particular location, or even a set of preparatory actions like making a cup of coffee and turning off notifications. On my work computer, I have disabled notifications that pop up when I get an email. I don't want to hear the audio. I don't want to see the visual. I don't want to know when an email pops up because I'm dedicating myself to the work that I'm doing in this point in time. So, and for me, the ritual is morning cup of coffee, no notifications on, and I set my day, I plan my day, or I do the hard thing that's going to require the most cognitive load first thing in the morning in a distraction-free environment. But I cue myself. I set myself up those conditions so that I know I'm beginning a big block of deep work. Second, prioritizing tasks. Identify the most important tasks that you have that require deep work and prioritize them. Get them started either first thing in your day or at the appropriate block where you can have a distraction-free work environment. And you want to allocate specific blocks on your calendar, specific blocks in your day for those deep, focused tasks. Block the time off and set yourself up to be uninterrupted. Setting clear goals is a third way. Define what success looks like for your deep work sessions. And this could be something like set specific measurable goals that you want to accomplish during this time frame, so you can stay on track and you can stay motivated. As you begin your ritual, you set yourself up for success, you define your goals, and you enter that deep work block ready to go. And then the fourth thing, minimize distractions. And this is probably the most simplest thing to do on paper, but the biggest fundamental shift that you'll make that takes that discipline. But leverage technology to your advantage. Find a quiet workspace. Use noise-canceling headphones. Disconnect from the internet if possible. Turn off notification settings on your phone. Turn off the audio notifications on your computer. And set yourself up for deep work. You can always turn those things back on. It's the practice of shutting them off that'll cue yourself to be able to hone in and focus. By committing to these practices, you're going to cultivate an environment where you're going to be able to enter into deep work and be productive and have impact. Another element of focusing deep and going into deep work is embracing boredom. Newport emphasizes the importance of resisting the urge to always seek entertainment or seek distraction. We're wired for it. How many times do you find yourself watching TV, a commercial comes on, and you grab your phone? Or you're at your computer and you're waiting for something to load and you grab your phone? Or you're at your computer, you do a task, and then all of a sudden you jump on and you go check the news headlines throughout the day, or you check the weather headlines throughout the day. We're in a system where communication is constant, connectivity is always there, something is on 24/7. So we bounce from task to task to task, and we have these periods where we can't not be stimulated. Well, Newport wants to flip, suggest that we flip that on its head. When was the last time you've given yourself time to go wander and let your mind wander? You go outside. No podcast, no headphones, no music. You just let yourself wander around. Hear the birds, feel the wind, listen to the trees. And you go into these environments to let your mind go where it needs to go so you can go deeper into a topic instead of just surface level ping, 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 ping. So here's how you can embrace boredom and boost your focus, right? Limit digital distractions, first and foremost. Schedule specific times for checking email, social media, or other digital distractions. Outside of those times, avoid the activities to train your brain and tolerate boredom. I've done this on my phone. I've set time limits I can use on social media, right? And as a content creator, as a person that works in an online business, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but what I have found is I am easily distracted by, did I get an email? Did I get a client? Did I get this? Did I get that? How's the post doing? How's this doing? And it takes me away from being able to really go in and create more content and create more courses or do that deep focus work I need to. So limit those digital distractions. Practice mindfulness. Engaging in mindfulness practices or meditation helps improve your clarity. It helps improve your ability to stay present, to stay focused on tasks at hand, and to be in the moment. Whether that be box breathing, whether that be firmly planting your feet on the ground, whether that be anchoring your hands to a desk and feeling the texture of that desktop. Bring yourself back to where you are right now and be in the moment where you're intended to be. That will help break up and help you embrace those mundane tasks, that time period where you don't need to be stimulated constantly. You can just be here. Third, take breaks wisely. So instead of turning to your phone or computer during a break, try activities that don't require screens. Go for a walk, read a book, simply sit quietly. I enjoy an ice bath from time to time, a couple times a week. And what I find is when I engage in that moment, I set myself up outside and I look at the trees. I have seen several different types of birds, butterflies, deer, turkey, things out in my environment where if I would have just put on my phone or flipped through a screen or find myself doing some other digital distraction, I wouldn't have seen those beautiful things in nature. And nature has a way of connecting those mindful dots for you and giving your brain a break from that constant need for a dopamine hit. So take your breaks wisely and incorporate non-digital activities. So when you embrace boredom, it helps strengthen your focus muscle. It makes it easier to engage in deep work. It makes it easier to stay on task because you're present for it. Now let's explore next, moderating social media. A Newport challenges the notion that social media is essential. He advocates for a more selective approach. So here's some ways that you can reduce social media used to engage in deep work. Think about a cost-benefit analysis for your time. Think about a cost-benefit analysis for where you're spending your time online. Evaluate the value that social media brings to your professional life. If you want to use it for personal life, that's no problem. Be able to block that time for it. Identify which platforms are adding value and which are simply distractions. So during your workday, maybe Instagram or Facebook isn't adding value to your professional goals, so set yourself up a timer to where you can't enter on those platforms during your working hours or during your deep work hours. Again, use technology to your advantage. You don't need to eliminate it, but be able to moderate it. So cost-benefit analysis. Do you need that app? Do you need that during that time? And set yourself up some hard barriers that will help you maintain your discipline. Setting boundaries, second way. So this could mean specific times of day for social media, limiting usage during certain days of the week. You know, I've embraced an idea of digital detox on the weekends because I like to create my content. I like to write and do my deep work for my business on Saturday. So by setting myself up for a distraction-free environment, not opening a tab, not having my phone near me, putting it in a different area, I set myself up on those boundaries. The other thing I do to set boundaries for social media use is I use the scheduling functions. I write my posts in batch, I schedule them to drop in batch, and I don't worry about them much from that point on, except for a block of time during the day where I want to check that post and engage with the people who are engaging with my content. Because to me, it's important to take and build those connections with the people that are engaging with my content. But I don't do it constantly. I do it during a specific block of time. And then third, Newport suggests a digital detox. So experiment with periods of complete digital detox. And this could be a certain time of day, days during the week, hours during the day, whatever it may be. But this is going to help you reset your relationship with social media and with technology in general. You know, so has it become a habit when you're bored or when you have a downtime to turn to technology to fill that void, as compared to just being in that moment and letting your mind wander where it needs to versus something else giving you a pre-designated, predetermined stimuli? By reducing mitigating use of social media, moderating use of social media, you can reclaim your attention and you can reclaim your focus for more meaningful, productive activities. And lastly is the idea that Newport brings up is drain the shallows. He advises minimizing shallow work, meaning tasks that are easy, not cognitively demanding, to maximize time for deep work. I talked about this in previous episodes about rituals and routines and manager time versus maker time. It really is being able to block those times where you can do your shallow work quick, fast, and efficiently, and then blocking your time to do your deep work without those tasks hanging over you. So ways to do this: you can audit your time. Track how you spend your time for a week, identify activities that fall into the category of shallow work, and either assess their necessity or block time out to do it that is off your peak deep work time. If your best time to do deep work is in the morning, do your shallow work in the afternoon, and vice versa. Batching shallow tasks together. This is going to help you gain efficiency as well. When you group those tasks together, you're in the mental state to do your shallow work. So this prevents these tasks from interrupting your deep work time. You may find yourself in a deep work block, and then all of a sudden a shallow task pops into your mind. Well, if you know that you have pre-designated time to do that shallow work, you can say, nope, I'm doing that later. Let that thought go out and come back to your deep work so you can focus. Delegate and automate. Delegating shallow tasks where possible or using technology to automate them. This frees up more time for your deep work. So like I said, the shallow work, I got to post on social media or I got to respond to something. See what you can do. See what you can use. Leverage technology to do that for you during that designated time, and then you don't have to be the one involved. You can set it up, you can set it and forget it, and then you can move forward so it's not a distraction anymore. And lastly, setting boundaries. Be clear about your availability for meetings, be clear about your interruptions, protect your deep work time by communicating your schedule to colleagues. An example from the book that Cal Newport wrote was Adam Grant. And in the book, he references Adam Grant, world-renowned researcher, professor at UPenn. He blocks all of his teaching time into the fall semester so that he can use the rest of his time throughout the year to do his deep work, research, writing. He even comes into the office and uses an out-of-office to signal that he's doing deep work during this block of time. So he has embraced these elements of Cal Newport's book, and he's putting them into action. So where your time allows, where your boundaries allow, set yourself up to do that. By setting yourself up for success, embracing the principles of deep work, which again, working deeply, embracing boredom, moderating social media, and batch processing your shallow tasks, these practices will help you cultivate a deep work ethic and will help you reclaim your time so that you can focus deeply where you need to. You'll find yourself being more productive, you'll find yourself being more committed, and you'll find yourself having more impact in the work that you do. In an age of distraction, the ability to focus deeply is a powerful and valuable skill. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you liked today's episode, if you found value in today's episode, download it, save it, share it with a fellow leader. Knowledge is power. Sharing knowledge helps everybody lead at their very best each and every day. We want to hear from you. So give us a like, send us a comment, give us a review. Let us know how we're doing. We're here to serve you, to help you lead at your very best. If you have an idea for an episode, if you have a comment, a question about leadership, send it in so we can answer it, because we're here to serve. And if you're an organization or team that's looking for leadership or team development, I want to work with you. I provide custom-made, highly impactful, creativity-infused team and leadership development learning experiences. We'll work together to solve your business needs and help your team develop leadership capabilities like no other. You can connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod. You can email me at will@onthestacks.com or check out my website, drwilliamramey.com. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.